Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for your people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of God. Yeah.
Light to me,
child of darkness became child of light. When my soul was dry and I needed rain, the waters of life, you became for me.
I'll be what it takes.
meet your need. Calvary, praise God.
Hallelujah. You are perfect, tried and pure. You are healer, you are the cure. Redeemer of the lost and cold. You're the sovereign Lord of all. You're creator of earth and stone. You're the maker of flesh and bone. You're Jehovah all-powerful. Your freedom worth fighting for. Come what may, you're worthy of glory. Come what may, you're worthy of praise. All we are is glory's reflection. We'll bless your name. We'll bless your name. We'll bless your name. We'll bless your name. And your kindness unmatchable. There's grace for guilt. There's grace for all. You are light for the path unknown. And Lord, with us too, where will we go? You're the way. Hey, our hope is yours. Woo! To hear heaven from earth below. crown for you. We give it all to you. For worship here. Though you gave us these crowns, we'll lay them back down before you. Though you gave us these songs, we'll give them right back to you. Every breath we breathe is yours. Every song we sing is yours. Every song we sing is yours. We give it all to you.
The earth is Conference. Your host has joined.
How magnificent is our God. You exist in a class all by yourself. Creation is full of your wonders. Your glory exceeds any other. Your throne is established
Conference
forever.
Muted.
Your power is second to none. Indescribable, indescribable is the one through whom all things began. He's the one who calls light out of darkness. He's the one who brings dry bones to life. We join the host of heaven to declare your matchless wonder. You are holy, 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 our Jesus. How magnificent is our God. You exist in a class all by yourself. Creation is full of your wonders. Your glory exceeds any other. Your throne is established forever. Your power is second to none. Indescribable, indescribable is the one through whom all things began. He's the one who calls light out of darkness. He's the one who brings dry bones to life. We join the host of heaven to declare your matchless wonder. You are holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord.
Holy, 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 holy I say yes. I say yes to your will. Lord, I say yes. I say yes. I say yes to your will. Lord, I say yes. You know the way. I just need to obey and heed to all that you say. Lord, I say yes. When I don't understand, I choose to trust in your plans. Lord, you decide what is best, and in your word I will rest.
Lift up your hands and just say yes to Jesus.
Oh, we bless you, Lord, we bless you, Lord.
I say yes.
To all that you say,
Lord, I say yes. to your will. Lord, I say yes. I say yes. I say yes to your will. Lord, I say yes. You know the way. I just need to obey. You're the potter, I'm the clay. Lord, I say yes. When I don't understand, I choose to trust in your plan. You decide what is best, and in your word I will rest. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We say
Lord,
yes.
We say yes.
We
Lord,
say
yes. We say yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Father, we bless your name.
You.
Hallelujah. We adore you, Almighty God. We say yes, oh God, yes to your will. Yes, excuse me, to your will, not my will. But your will, excuse me, be done. Hallelujah. Not my will, but thy will be done. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. We praise his holy name. We worship him in the beauty of his holiness. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God, Father, and our Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us. In the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Braboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God for each and every one of you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We give God all glory, all honor, and adoration. Psalm 145 says, I will exalt you, my God, the King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day I will praise you and extol your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and most worthy of his greatness. Hallelujah. No one can fathom. One generation commends your works to another. They tell of your mighty acts. They speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty. And I will meditate on your wonderful, wonderful works. Hallelujah. They tell of the power of your awesome works. And I will proclaim your great deeds. They celebrate your abundant goodness of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made. All your works praise you, Lord. Your faithful people extol you. They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor. Kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord is trustworthy in all he promises and faithful in all he does. The Lord upholds all who fall and lifts up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food at your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and faithful in all he does. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry and saves them. The Lord watches over all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth shall speak in praise of the Lord. Let every creature praise his holy name forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. We praise his holy name. Hallelujah. He is worthy of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Uriya masere guru masere guru masere guru masere Uriya masere guru masere guru masere guru masere Uriya masere guru masere guru masere Uriya kara masere guru masere Uriya masere guru masere guru masere. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Ramasadiriya kara masadiriya ko sadiriya guru masere. We adore you, O God. We bless your name, O God. We praise your name, O God. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. You are worthy, O God. You are worthy of praise. You are worthy of glory. You are worthy, O God. There is no one like you, Jesus. And so, Father, we come this morning to say thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Almighty God, for waking us up this morning to another new day filled with your glory. Father, it's so wonderful to just live in your presence. We know that we cannot make it without you. We need you every second. We need you every minute. We need you every day. We need you every week. We need you every month. We need you every year of our lives. We need you. You are awesome and glorious. Lord, you are all beautiful, beautiful to us. Thank you for being our most trusted and best friend. Hallelujah. The Bible says, when my mother and father forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Friends and family and colleagues will forsake us, but the Lord will take us up. Hallelujah. Jesus is the best that ever happened to me. Thank you, Almighty God, for sending your only begotten Son, Jesus, to reconcile us back to you. Thank you, oh God, that you are a loving Father. You love us that you sent Jesus. Hallelujah, your only begotten Son, Abba, Father. Thank you, Lord, that we can share every thought with you. Thank you, Lord, that we can communicate with you 24/7. And you are always there and willing to listen and instruct and guide us. Your love for me, your love for us, your kingdom sons and daughters is unconditional. We don't take this life you have given us for granted. It is your gift to us. It is all for your glory, for thy kingdom come. Thank you for teaching us to love as you love and to forgive as you forgive. Thank you for chastising us. Even when it is needed, you chastise us by those who he loves. Thank you, Lord, for picking us up when we stumble and fall. Thank you for your grace, your love, your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for keeping watch over our souls, for keeping watch over us. Thank you for sending your Holy Spirit, who is leading and guiding us into all truth. Thank you for your holy angels that you've sent to guide, to protect, and to do your biddings in our lives. Father, I have so much personally to say to you. If I take this time, it will not be enough. But I want you to know from the bottom of my heart, and you see it, and I love you, and I'm so grateful to you. I appreciate you. Father, I pray that you will bless all those that are listening. Bless our families. Bless our friends. Bless children, our grandchildren. Bless our spouses. Bless our nieces and nephews, oh God. Bless those that are here this morning listening and those that will listen at another time. Father, I pray that we receive the miracle of your love and grace every single moment of our lives. Amen and amen in Jesus' name. And so, Lord, I am declaring to the universe. I am declaring to the universe. Hallelujah. I love you, Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. So, Lord, we come to thy throne of grace this morning. And we ask you for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, oh God. Mercy upon our spouses. Mercy upon our children and grandchildren. Mercy upon our siblings. Mercy upon our nieces and our nephews. Mercy upon each and every one of us, oh God. We cry out to you for mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning. Father, have mercy. Forgive us of all the things that we've done that are not pleasing to you. Have mercy upon us, oh God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. We cry out for mercy for our children, mercy for our spouses, mercy for our grandchildren, oh God, mercy for our siblings, our nieces and nephews, mercy for each and every one of us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Your mercies are new every morning. Father God, let the blood of Jesus wash us and cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus purify us. We soak our spirit, soul, and bodies in the precious blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. We soak our dwelling places in the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, let the blood of Jesus be a hedge of protection around us. The blood of Jesus. Father God, every cell in our bodies, every tissue, every organ. In the blood of Jesus. Soak the airways, the cyberspace, the networks. In the blood of Jesus. Father, I soak my household, our home, in the blood of Jesus. Everyone in my home, in the blood of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. The blood, our cars, our transportation, our offices, the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we claim all the unlimited blessings and breakthroughs that is in the blood of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for your grace and glory resting upon us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for releasing your grace and glory in this service. Let your grace and glory rest upon each and every one that's listening now and those that will listen at another time. Your grace and glory rest upon us. Oh, God, we pray for your abundant grace. We pray for your greater grace. We pray for your sustaining grace. We pray for your manifold grace, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you. We bless your name. We put on the full armor of God and the armor of life. We put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We put the armor on our spouses, our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, those that are here this morning, oh God, our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews, helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Be a wall of fire around us, oh God. And the glory within us, O God. Be a wall of fire around each and every one of us, O God. And the glory within us, O God. Lord, perfect all that concerns our lives. This morning we pray for fresh oil and fresh anointing. Release, Holy Spirit, your anointing, your power, and your glory. In the name of Jesus. Lord, you are our glory and the lifter of our heads. The name of the Lord is the strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are safe. So, Father God, we thank you that you are our strong tower. We run into you and we are safe. Father, we thank you for you releasing that peace that surpasses all understanding. Oh, God, not the peace the world gives. You give. You are the Prince of Peace. And so we thank you for your peace, oh God, that your peace is our Father God is embedded in our hearts, that we will walk in your peace, in your love, oh God. We bind every spirit of confusion and chaos in the name of Jesus. Jesus, you are not an author of confusion. You are God of love and peace. To release peace in the atmosphere and everywhere we go. Let the peace of God be with us. Let us enter rooms and release God's peace. Let us go places and release God's peace, O God. Let your peace rest upon our children in the name of Jesus. Let your peace rest upon our grandbabies, O God. Let your peace rest upon our spouses, your peace that surpasses all understanding. Let your peace rest upon each and every one of us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, let your strength be made perfect in our weakness. We are weak, but you're strong. And so, Father, we thank you and we bless you. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We praise your name. Oh, Father God, we adore you. There is no one like you. We pray for those that are sick, for healing in the name of Jesus. You touch that woman, oh God, with the issue of blood. And you heal her, oh God. There's nothing too hard for you to do. So, Father God, we present everyone that is not doing well. You know each and every one, oh God. Sometimes you don't even feel the symptoms. The Lord, anyone here that you know or they know, you know first that if there's any sickness or illness in the body, release the healing anointing, the virtue that comes from Jesus. And we release the virtue upon the virtue of healing to heal all sickness, all diseases. You spirit of infirmity, the blood of Jesus Christ is against you. You spirit of infirmity, we command you in the name of Yeshua Mashiach to uproot and get out right now. By the stripes of Jesus Christ, we declare our healing, physical, spiritual, and emotional, in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you and we thank you. Father God, heal those that are broken in hearts. Father God, heal broken hearts, oh God, emotional healing. Father God, make us whole again. Help us once again to totally and completely depend on you. We bless your name. We praise you. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Conference recording started.
Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God for each and every one of you this morning. There is a word to finish up what we started yesterday. Hallelujah. I am pressing on, and I want you to say, regardless of whatever is going on in your life, declare in the name of Jesus that you are pressing on in Christ Jesus, not in your own strength, but in the strength that comes from Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Philippians 4:19, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I know there are times we're weak and we feel so heavily laden, but with the strength of Jesus, press on. Press on. Don't stop. Clear in the universe, I am pressing on in Jesus' name. I am pressing on in the name of Jesus. Say it for the third time. I am pressing on in the name of Jesus. So, Father, as I come back with this word to finish up part two, Father, glorify yourself. Let this word turn from a locust to a rhema word, oh God. Pray, oh God, that your word will go forth, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in the power and anointing of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, we pray for divine understanding. We pray for divine revelation. In the name of Jesus, as you speak to us, to your word will never go back void. We're your word, the excellent performance of your word lies in the name of Jesus. Lord, I decrease and let Jesus increase. I hide behind the cross. All of you, Jesus, and none of me. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I am pressing on. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of all. Many times in our lives, we go through trials and tribulations, and I will personally call these afflictions. Hallelujah. But does the word affliction mean a state of pain, distress, or grief, or misery? When you use the word affliction, you can use it in a sentence like this: sympathize with us in our affliction. They sympathize with us when we're grieved, when we're going through misery, when we're going through pain and distress. They sympathize with us, and we know we have a high priest that always sympathizes with us, and his name is Jesus. Hallelujah. The word affliction, a cause of mental or bodily pain as sickness, loss, calamity, or persecution, either afflicted physically, spiritually, or emotionally, body, soul, and spirit. Many women and men, not only women, but men and women, many of God's sons and daughters, many of us in the kingdom of God, emotional, physical, and spiritual affliction. Sometimes we have all three. But Jesus, hallelujah, paid that price on the cross. And so we can say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But this morning, I want you to know that we are going to focus. We focus on three specific women. Yesterday, we did two. We spoke about Hannah, Samuel 1. And this morning, and Hannah, and then we spoke about the woman with the issue of blood. Hallelujah. So when we look at Hannah, we look at her with emotional affliction. Because Hannah did not have a child. Hannah was teased every year when it was time for Shiloh by her mate Penina. Penina had sons for Elkanah, but Hannah did not have none. So every year, as they go, even though Elkanah, Hannah's husband, loved her the most, Hannah still was upset because she did not have a child. She was humiliated because she did not have a child. And she wanted a child. Hannah, the Bible tells us that she had a worthy portion. Hallelujah. And that every year, Penina will laugh and tease. But God changed that story. But Hannah was desperate enough. She pressed on. Sometimes we have to tell God, thank you for Peninas in our lives. Because without Peninas provoking us, humiliating us, we will be comfortable where we are. So sometimes the bananas in your life are not curses. Sometimes they are there to catapult you to God's divine plan and purpose for your life. Hallelujah. And then one day you will be writing and say, thank you, Panina, because God will make your enemy your footstool. Hallelujah. That footstool, when you get on a footstool, you go higher to catapult you to God's divine in your life. And so as we conclude with Hannah yesterday, Hannah had a child after all the years, after she prayed, after she was desperate, she made a vow. The priest Eli saw her and thought she was drunk, and she said, no, I'm not drunk. I'm in distress. And she told Eli. Eli said, next year, this time, you will have a child. And to summarize this, Hannah had a child the following year. And she had Samuel, the prophet Samuel, who anointed kings. Samuel, who was the last judge, one of the most powerful anointed prophets in the Bible. Hannah carried the worthy portion. And after that, God blessed Hannah with more kids. Hallelujah. But sometimes I want you to realize we need Penina, because Hannah had it right in her womb, all those babies. But it took revoking to come out. And her womb was not closed because of man or witchcraft. Who closed her womb? It was God. So as she prayed, God opened that womb as she was provoked. And of course, she made a vow. We talk about the woman. The second affliction was the woman who, with the issue of blood for 12 years, she pushed through the crowd and she touched the hem of Jesus' garment. And she was made whole. Her faith made her whole. She went against the odds. She was not supposed to go around anyone because she was unclean. When you have blood, something like, you know, always bleeding, according to the Leviticus 15, I think you're not supposed to go around people. There's a law. There was a law against that. But what did I say to you? And I always say, Jesus did not come to abolish the law. He came to fulfill the law. So therefore, this woman, she pushed through the crowd. She was desperate. She had been to doctors and doctors and doctors. All her money was finished. And when she heard that Jesus was coming, she got herself ready. And she was determined to get healed. The hem of Jesus cometh. And she was healed. Her faith. Faith without works dead. Sometimes many of us, we just pray, there's no action. No faith and action. The promises will surely come to pass. And said, this woman with the issue of blood for 12 years healed and made whole. Push further. Don't be comfortable, my sisters and brothers. Be like the woman with the issue of blood. She was a radical risk taker. She went against the rules of her time to reach for her healing and blessing. She was imperfect. Hallelujah. She was sick. We all know with the issue of blood. Her faith was unwavering. Hallelujah. She persevered. She had fear, but faith filled. So sometimes you will still have a little bit of fear, not the enemy fear of song, but that fear, but you still move forward. Don't let the enemy keep you back. So this woman with the issue of blood, hallelujah, she was made whole. So what are the lessons we learned from this woman? We're talking about physical affliction, pressing on. One of the lessons we learned, that one, faith requires risk. Hallelujah. True faith arrests God's attention. Remember Jesus said, who touched me? Hallelujah. I'm sure many touched him. But because of our faith, Jesus felt that virtue leaving him and moving out to heal that woman. True faith arrests God's attention. Hallelujah. So have faith. Take that step of faith. Now, today we are going to talk about the lady in the synagogue who was humped over for years, 18 years. And this last affliction is a spiritual affliction. Hallelujah. The last affliction is spiritual. We are going to speak about the woman that we are going to speak about that had 18 years in the book of Luke 13, 10 to 13. Can you turn your Bibles with me? Luke 13, 10 to 13. Hallelujah. I want us to read this scriptures this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Luke 13, let me find that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If you have it, let me read. And he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath day. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bowed together and could not in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, woman, thou art loosed from thy infirmity. And he laid his hands on her. She was made straight and glorified God. Hallelujah. She was bound together and in no wise could lift herself up. And it seemed to me that this woman, like all of church folks, her kingdom sons and daughters, she seemed to be a regular in the synagogue. Saturday going for teaching because in the temple going every day, every Saturday for teaching and carrying that obvious infirmity. Hallelujah. I will personally look at it as spiritual because many of us are hunchback Christians. We praise, we dance, we sing, we read the Bible, we fast. But we are hunchbacked. There's something we're carrying. We go back and forth to churches. We go to Bible studies. We go to revivals, different revivals. We go to all the prayer lines. We attend conferences on a regular basis and still carry so much spiritual baggage. I call those baggages affliction. Hallelujah. And it's not supposed to be like that. Hunchback Christians. We never get truly set free. We are still having the same issues that we had many years ago. So every problem is still there. We go to church, quick fixes, we go back. Why is it so? Why is it so that we go and we come out the same, go to church, and we still have these baggages for years in and years out, and it seems to be these baggages, spiritual baggages, and they're very comfortable. They have become a part of our lives, and we say, oh, God, it's God's will. No, it's not God's will. We carry these things because these baggages that we carry, in the end, it turns into physical or emotional, whatever, and it can kill you. Remember, Satan came to steal, kill, and destroy. John 10:10, but Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Why is it that God's sons and daughters are still carrying these baggages? I would say because the church is no longer playing the role that the early church that was in the book of Acts, in the Bible played. The church now is a place of tradition, religion, and a financial center. The Holy Spirit is no longer in control. And we have brought our personal agendas and not God's kingdom agenda to God's house. And I'm saying that to apostles, prophets, pastors, ministers, and leaders. Instead of us preaching Jesus, the word of God, to set the captives free, we come with our personal agendas. And people go back and forth, and they're the same. Hallelujah. No healing, no deliverance, no miracles. Every now and then something takes place, and the pastor get excited. Hallelujah. On the prophet, on the apostle. 5, the Holy Spirit is no longer in control. The Holy Spirit needs to come back into the church. Hallelujah. We need to allow him to do God's agenda, not our agenda, but the agenda of Almighty God. We are not called to be ministers to do our thing, but to do God's thing, to do his will. Many people or congregants have never had a true encounter with the Holy Spirit, who were healed, delivered, and set free. The Holy Spirit is not even allowed. If the Holy Spirit moved, then stop the Holy Spirit. We want to control the Holy Spirit. That man got a problem with control. How can you control the Holy Spirit? And so people, God has the Holy Spirit right there to do the healing, the deliverance, and to set the captives free. You even, the pastors and the leaders even preach what they want to preach according to their personal agendas. They promote their books more than they promote the Bible. Their books now become superior to the Bible. No, the Bible is an infallible, authentic word of God. Hallelujah. I don't care whether you have scriptures in your book, but the Bible. They don't encourage. They don't go by the Bible. They sell their books, their different things. It has become a financial center and not a place where people go and get set free. Hallelujah. We don't have those old revivals. You remember those old revivals? I used to love those old time revivals where the Holy Spirit come in. My God, the church get on fire. People are set free and delivered. Oh, that revival. But now we got tradition and religion, and now we got Satan entering the church through other means, because we have allowed him to come May the Lord have mercy upon us. Our problems are becoming more and more serious, and we have become our burdens, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away, 2 Timothy 3:5. The apostles waited in the upper room as Jesus instructed them, Acts 1:8. They knew that they could not move forward without the Holy Spirit. The Bible states, these all continue with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brethren, Acts 1:14. Like the woman with the spirit of infirmity for 18 years, she kept coming until she had a personal encounter with the Master himself. Jesus Christ healed her instantly. Sometimes you get discouraged. You might be in that right place. You want instant stuff. Instant healing. You want a microwave healing. And you don't want, sometimes we don't want to go through the process. There's some healings that have the process. You got to go through the process, and some are done instantly. But wait upon the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't give up if you're in the right place. Don't give up. And how do you know whether you're in the right place? You ask the Holy Spirit. Let him lead and guide and tell you. Hallelujah. So what can be learned from this lesson? We know the woman was a daughter of Abraham, had gone to the synagogue on the Sabbath. This woman who had an evil spirit in her and that had kept her in a state of infirmity for 18 years, she was bent double and could not straighten up. Jesus laid his hands on her and immediately she was made straight. This woman gave glory to God. This was a miracle and she was so happy. Jesus was caring and kind to her and saw her in her suffering and healed her. Jesus didn't care. It was the didn't care that it was the Sabbath. He just knew that this was a hurting person. Jesus knew the value of a human being and not a law. Jesus knew that it was okay for him to heal this poor woman on the Sabbath, even though the Pharisees told Jesus it was against the law to do so. We must be careful not to find fault when someone is being healed or cared for. Pharisees didn't know that as Jesus is the Lord of the Sabbath. This can be found in Matthew 12:8 and Mark 2:28 and Luke 6:5. But a son of man is Lord even of the Sabbath day. Jesus is proclaiming that he is the one who implements authority even over the rules, laws, and regulations that govern the Sabbath day. He is the Son of God. Jesus is greater than the legalistic Pharisees and above the laws of Moses. Of the Mosaic covenant, Moses, because he is or made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. John 1:3. Jesus wants to loose us from religion, tradition, and personal agendas in his kingdom, in this kingdom age. He wants to empower us and fill us up with his Holy Spirit. Are we ready to move into that level of glory? Or are we complacent? God is calling you. God is calling us to persevere and press on. The race is not given to the swift, but to those who endure to the end. Apostle Paul says, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Are you ready? So press on. Declare, I am pressing on in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for this word. We bless you. We glorify you. We thank you that this word from yesterday and today, let it be rooted and grounded in us and produce seasons. In the name of Jesus, let us walk after the Spirit of Christ and not the spirit of this world. Father God, we pray that we will follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. Father, forgive us for our personal agendas. Have mercy upon us. This day be a day of new beginnings, trusting fully and totally in you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the miracles that comes from pressing on. We give you glory and honor. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory to God. We bless the name of Jesus. Let us say the Lord's prayers together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen and amen. And I pray this morning that there be a revival that will sweep across the globe in the name of Jesus. And that God will use each and every one of us in whatever way he wants to. Hallelujah, to be a part of that great revival. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And I lift up the United States of America. And I say to Almighty God, let your perfect will be done in the name of Jesus. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. Pray for the United States for compassion. Hallelujah. Pray for mercy. Hallelujah. And Lord, I pray for those that you put into offices, oh God, different offices. Father, you're sovereign. Pray that the will of God be done in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this great nation. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. I pray for peace in the Middle East. Pray for peace that surpasses all understanding. Hallelujah. We pray for Israel, covenant child, that more people in Israel will receive Jesus Christ as the Lord and personal Savior. That there be a sweeping revival in Israel. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Jesus came and it did not recognize him. But I pray that the gospel will be preached in and out of season in the nation of Israel. In the name of Jesus, and that revival will start right there in Jerusalem and go all through the world. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I pray for Liberia. I pray for God's divine intervention in the affairs of that nation of Liberia. That the elections are right around the corner. But it is God who puts leaders in office to serve his purpose. So I pray, Lord, that you move in that nation of Liberia in the name of Jesus. And I pray for mercy that the Lord forgive us of all that we've done that have caused so much to come calamity for the leaders, the president has done to cause calamity to that nation. I pray that the Holy Spirit will sweep across the nation of Liberia. We thank God that the blood of Jesus will wash away every iniquity and sin. The blood of Jesus, the superior blood of Jesus over every blood, will remove from sea to sea, from coast to coast, for the cleansing of the nation of Liberia. We thank God for his mercy. And we thank God for full restoration. Thank you, Jesus. I pray for each and every one here this morning. Whatever going on in our lives, in your life, we pray for the Lord to divinely intervene in the name of Jesus. Make the crooked places straight in the name of Jesus. Lord, it's all for your glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. And as we close, I want you to pay attention and listen to this song. Let it minister to your spirit.
Help me to honor you with my body. Help me honor you in my mind. Help me to honor you from my spirit. Let me honor you with all I am. Help me to honor you with my body. Help me to honor you in my mind. Help me to honor you from my spirit. Let me honor you with all I am. Let my life give you glory. Let my life bring you praise. Let men know you through my story. Let me honor you all my days. Morning and the noontime, till the evening and the night. Let me always shine forth your light. Let me live for your delight. In the morning and the noontime, till the evening and the night. Oh, 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 let me always shine forth your light. Let me live for your delight. Let my life give you glory. Let my life bring you praise. Let men know you through my story. Let me honor you all my days. Let my life give you glory. Let my life bring you praise. Let men know you through my story. Let me honor you all my days.
Recording stopped.